Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbeinu Deborah Brandt, and this is our 40 Days of Teshuvah audio devotional. We are now in day 30 and entering into the 10 days of awe prior to Yom Kippur. So just to take a pause here, what has God shown you in the past 30 days that you need to change in your life? Have you allowed the Ruach HaKodesh to search your heart and reveal areas that you need to cleanse and do an immersion for, or water purification, a mikvah? For more information on that teaching as well, you can go onto our website, DeborahsMessianicMinistries.com, under our podcast, and I have several teachings on that. It's also referred to water of purity. So as we go forward, again, we are examining our hearts during this season of Teshuvah. And one thing that the Ruach just spoke to me this morning was, is that we need to learn to stop criticizing one another and to start praying for one another. You know, we're all an expert on everybody else's faults, and we're always quick to criticize somebody who maybe does not agree with us. I'm talking about brothers and sisters in Messiah. And we need to pray, you know, Father, if I'm wrong, open my eyes. Give me the knowledge, the revelation in your word, and show me the truth from your word. Instead of ending up in, you know, in fights which cause a breakup in our fellowship and relationship with one another. Again, we all need to humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt us in his due time. Again, I've been using the Al-Chat prayer just as an outline for examining our hearts. And if you have our 40 Days of Teshuvah journal that we are using, in the back there is a journal that you can write down your thoughts as well and some additional prayers. I will be editing this and adding on to it for next year. So I will let you know when that is done. So the goal of El Het is to get to the root of the problem, to become more like Yeshua and to become conformed to his image, and Torah is a process. It does not happen overnight. The key is never to give up, because he does not give up on us. We are all under construction and a work in progress, and this is a time to do spiritual house cleaning. We are now in the 10 days of awe, a time to measure our spiritual growth and make amends where needed prior to Yom Kippur. My spiritual annual review, Days of Awe 1. Regarding my relationship with the Almighty. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your might. Deuteronomy 5:45. In the last year has my relationship with Yahweh, Yeshua, improved. In the last year has my relationship with Yahweh, Yeshua, failed to improve. And in this next year, how can I improve my relationship with Yahweh and Yeshua? Al-Het number 30, for the sin we have sinned before you with haughty eyes, arrogance, and for the sin we have sinned before you with brazenness. Again, a reminder for us all to walk in the spirit of humility towards one another, and also moral purity as well. Definition of haughty and brazenness. Haughty is proud and disdainful, having a high opinion of oneself with some contempt for others, lofty and arrogant and supercilious. Brazenness is like an appearance of brass. In this sense, brazenness is the more correct word, impudence and excess of assurance. 1 Corinthians 8:1. Now about food sacrificed to idols. We know that, as you say, we all have knowledge. Yes, and that is so, but knowledge puffs up a person with pride, whereas love builds up. First Corinthians 5:1 is actually reported that there is sexual sin among you, and it is sexual sin of a kind that is condemned even by pagans, a man living with his stepmother. And you stay proud? Shouldn't you rather have felt some sadness that would have led you to remove from your company the man who has done this thing? For I myself, even though I am absent physically, am with you spiritually, and I have already judged the man who has done this as if I were present. Isaiah 47:10, you are at ease in your wickedness. You thought, no one sees me. Your wisdom and knowledge perverted you, as you thought to yourself, I am important and no one else. Romans 12:16, be sensitive to each other's needs. Don't think yourself better than others, but make humble people your friends. Don't be conceited. Romans 14:10 to 13, you then, why do you pass judgment on your brother? Or why do you look down on your brother? For all of us will stand before God's judgment seat. Since it is written in the Tanakh, as I live, says Adonai, every knee will bend before me, and every tongue will publicly acknowledge God. So then, every one of us will have to give an account of himself to God. Therefore, let's stop passing judgment on each other. Instead, make this one judgment, not to put a stumbling block or a snare in a brother's way. Alhet 31, for the mistakes we committed before you with haughty eyes. The Talmud says that a person's eyes are the windows to the soul. An arrogant person is therefore referred to as having haughty eyes. Ask yourself, do I communicate warmth and care to people with my eyes? Have I avoided interacting with certain people because I felt they were too unimportant to me? Has my career and relationship suffered because my ego is overinflated? Alhet 32, for the mistakes we committed before you with a strong forehead or brazenness. The Talmud says that there are three traits which characterize Jews: kindness, compassion, and shame. Shameful means feeling embarrassed and remorseful when doing something wrong. Ask yourself, do I examine the moral consequences before making difficult decisions? Do I appreciate how my moral behavior defines me as a human being? And have I studied what the Bible says about conscience and morality? We know that the Father loves us, and because He loves us, He corrects us. Because He is a loving Father, He wants us to be the best we can in this life as His children and as His representatives. Again, we are growing daily spiritually, and these are the season. This is a time of the year when we truly look in ourselves and say, Father, you know, I've made this mistake time and time again. Please deliver me from this so I do not repeat this sin in my life. And when we do that, when we sincerely repent before Him, He is quick to forgive us and to cover our sins by the blood of Yeshua and restore us back into relationship with Himself. So we don't need to feel condemned, because this is a process in which we are growing in our relationship with Him and growing. We want our lights to shine bright in the darkness. We don't want to be a stumbling block to other believers who see us and say, well, that person's says he's a believer, says he follows after God and Yeshua or Jesus, as most of the world knows him. But look how he talks. Look how he lives. Again, people are watching us, and we need to be great ambassadors and examples. You know, we all fall short at times, but that's not an excuse. God has given us everything we need for righteousness and godliness in His Word. We just need to submit our spirit to Him. We need to submit our soul and our body to Him, and desire to, again, to be used of Him. And a lot of times, it's because we don't deal with our own sins that we hinder God from using us. I know that every single one of us, if you are even taking time to listen to this audio, your desire is to be used by God. Your desire is to have your anointing increase in your life. And we know that sin hinders the anointing. And praise God for the gift of repentance and forgiveness that we have in the name of Yeshua, our Messiah.